You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again. You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
What's the sweetest instant karma your ex got while you just sat back and watched? Story 1. My ex broke up with me after 3 years, saying I was too boring and not ambitious enough. Fair. I worked at a small tech company and was comfortable with my stable life. 2 months after the breakup, she started dating this flashy guy with a luxury car and some startup clout. The Instagram photos were nonstop. Private jets, rooftop dinners, the works. Fast forward 3 months, I get a message from her out of nowhere. She asked if I could help her recover her Instagram account. Turns out her new man had cheated on her with one of her friends and then hacked her account to post humiliating captions and photos. But here's the twist. I now worked at a cybersecurity firm that specialized in social engineering. She had no idea. I never replied. But I did see the captions stay up for a full week before she finally took the whole thing down. Not only was her influencer image wrecked, but mutuals messaged me to say they'd seen what happened and that I dodged a bullet. I just sat back and smiled. Story 2. He dumped me by text while I was on vacation with my family. Literally said, "I think we should see other people," and followed it with, "Hope the beach is nice though, lol." 2 weeks later, I heard from a mutual friend that he'd quit his job to follow some girl he met at the gym, thinking they had some epic connection. He sold a bunch of his stuff, including his car, and moved 2 states away to be with her. She ghosted him the day he arrived. No joke. She picked him up from the airport, dropped him at his new, expensive apartment, and never answered a call or text again. Apparently, she'd been seeing someone else the whole time and just wanted to see if he'd actually do it. He tried crawling back into our old group chat. We all ignored him. Story 3. Back in college, my ex cheated on me with a guy in her statistics class. She lied about it until someone, not knowing we were still together, tagged both of them in a photo at a party. Very clearly all over each other. I ended it quietly and cut contact. A few weeks later, our campus had this huge final year group project showcase. Turns out, her entire final project was based on survey data she'd falsified to save time. The kicker? She used my old laptop to crunch the numbers and didn't realize I still had remote file access. When her professor asked for her raw data to verify a suspicious trend, I watched from across the room as she stammered and tried to deflect. She ended up with a failing grade and had to repeat the semester. No revenge, no confrontation. I just sat back in the crowd and clapped with everyone else. Felt better than any argument ever could. Story 4. My ex was obsessed with appearances. Clothes, hair, lifestyle, all that. He dumped me in the middle of dinner at a fancy restaurant because I had gained 10 pounds. Literally just got up and left me with the bill. A year later, I was at a local charity gala through work. I'd lost weight, not for anyone, just for myself. And was feeling confident. Guess who was working valet out front? Yep, same guy. But it gets better. The girl he left me for was with him, loudly arguing about how embarrassing it was he wasn't dressed well enough to get in. I didn't even acknowledge him. Just handed him the keys to my company's sponsored car and walked inside with my coworkers. He opened the door and said, "Hey, my name?" I looked at him, smiled, and said, "Sorry, do I know you?" Story 5. He was a serial, almost entrepreneur. Always had a new hustle, but never any money. I paid the rent, bills, even his phone at times. When I finally had enough and left, he told me I'd regret it when he made it big. Fast forward 6 months. I'm at a networking event and hear someone say his name during a presentation on startup failures. I nearly spit out my drink. Turns out his big app launch flopped because he forgot to secure a trademark and someone else bought the name and domain. The presenter even showed screenshots of their messy investor pitch, complete with a typo in the title slide. A room full of suits laughed. I just nodded slowly and enjoyed the free wine. Story 6. My ex was a classic love bomber who flipped into a manipulative nightmare once I moved in with him. He'd gaslight me over the smallest things, like swearing I misplaced my keys when he'd hidden them. I finally left after finding out he'd reconnected with his ex while we were still together. 3 months later, I got a group text from a mutual friend with a link to a GoFundMe titled, "Help Jason Get His Stuff Back." Apparently, he'd moved in with that ex and didn't realize her name wasn't on the lease. After a fight, she changed the locks and tossed all his belongings, laptop, clothes, collectibles, into the street during a thunderstorm. She even sold his PlayStation for emotional damages. The kicker? He'd just started live streaming gaming content and lost everything. I watched his teary update video out of sheer curiosity and then blocked him again. Karma rained down, literally. Story 7. I dated this guy for a year who had this smug, "I'm too cool for real work" attitude. He constantly mocked my job at a small publishing company, calling it a hobby with benefits. When I got promoted, he said, "Nice. So now you're like head librarian of the nerds?" Anyway, he dumped me via a passive-aggressive note taped to my fridge. Class act. Cut to a year later, I'm part of a panel interviewing freelance writers for a new series of projects. Guess whose name pops up on the applicant list? Yep, same guy, different email, same dumb, clever writing style. He didn't recognize my name. I didn't say a word during the call. I just sat there as my manager ripped apart his sample work, called it cliched, and said it lacked emotional depth. I got the final word on the hiring decision. Hard pass. It was the quietest, most satisfying full circle moment I've ever had. Story 8. She cheated on me with her coworker and then tried to justify it by saying she was exploring emotional growth. I didn't fight it. I just left. Deleted her number, blocked her on everything, moved on. 6 months later, I was at a wedding where I ran into one of her best friends. She pulled me aside and said, "Dude, you're gonna love this." Apparently, my ex had moved in with the guy she cheated with, and then he cheated on her with her sister during a family vacation. It caused such a scandal that her parents asked her to move out until the drama cooled down. The friend ended the story by showing me a screenshot of my ex's Instagram story caption. "People are so fake. You give them your heart and they take your family." All I said was, "Damn, that's wild," and went back to dancing. Story 9. He dumped me on my birthday. Literally during the dinner I'd planned for his friends and mine. Just stood up and said, "This isn't working," right after I blew out the candles. Cold as ice. A few weeks later, I hear he started dating a girl from his gym. Whatever. I moved on. But the real moment came when I saw his name trending on our local subreddit. Someone had posted a video of a guy at the gym trying to do box jumps, slipping, and falling spectacularly into a rack of weights. The comments were brutal. "This is why ego lifting is dangerous," one said. Someone else called him Captain Crunch because of the sound his water bottle made when he landed. It was him. 100% him. A day later, he posted a story about taking a break from social media to focus on growth. I screenshotted it for the memory bank and laughed every time I saw someone repost the fall with a new caption. Story 10. We were engaged for 6 months before I found out he'd been sending flirty messages to someone he called his emotional support coworker. I called off the wedding and returned the dress, but didn't say a word to anyone about the reason. Let people assume what they wanted. He ended up marrying her about a year later. But karma has a funny way of keeping receipts. She posted a TikTok, meant to be funny, about how her husband can't stop talking about his ex. It went viral, big time. Comments were brutal, with people tagging it as a red flag parade. Someone eventually pieced together the story and posted a side-by-side of the wedding date and our original engagement announcement, which I'd since archived. The internet did its thing, and she deleted every post within hours. The best part? I never had to say a single word. Karma had a better script than I ever could have written. Story 11. She left me after 6 years together because I lacked ambition. I had a decent paying job at a local auto repair shop that I loved. She, on the other hand, had grand influencer dreams and left me for some YouTuber who did travel vlogs. She blocked me on everything, so I just let her go. A year later, my cousin tags me in a viral video. Guess who's in it? My ex, standing on a beach, bawling as she realizes her YouTuber boyfriend, flew her to Bali on her dime, then ditched her for someone else and left her with the hotel bill. She was live streaming, begging followers for PayPal donations to get home. The comments? Relentless. Girl, this is why you don't trust a man with a drone and no job. She eventually took the video down, but screenshots were everywhere. I didn't even comment. I just sent a $1 donation that said, "For ambition." Story 12. I was dating a guy who was obsessed with his fantasy football league. Like miss my birthday kind of obsessed. He constantly compared our relationship to his stats. You're my WR2. Whatever that meant. He broke up with me just before playoff season to focus. I wish I was joking. Anyway, a few weeks later, his phone glitched during a draft and accidentally auto-selected a kicker in the first round. In a $500 buy-in league. The best part? I was at the same bar with mutual friends when it happened. The look on his face was pure pain. He kept refreshing and screaming, "It's a bug!" But everyone just laughed. I toasted a drink to perfect timing. Even his friends said I came out ahead. Story 13. Back in high school, I dated this guy who was charming in public and a monster in private. He'd constantly nag me about my appearance, mock me in front of friends, and even once told me I peaked in sophomore year. When I broke up with him, he spread a rumor that I cheated. I didn't. Years later, I'm in line at the DMV and someone taps my shoulder. It's him. Puffy, bitter, and balding. He tries to catch up and casually says, "I always knew you'd glow up." I just smiled and said,
"You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again." Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Good luck with everything. 2 days later, I find out why he was even at the DMV. He'd lost his license for trying to flee a fender bender. The guy he hit was a cop's brother. He posted a long Facebook rant about how the system targets men. Same guy who once said feminism was overrated. Karma gave him the full course meal. Story 14. My ex-girlfriend and I had adopted a dog together. When we broke up, I let her keep him because she made a whole emotional case about how she couldn't live without Bruno. I miss that dog more than her, honestly. Anyway, a few months later, I get a call from her landlord. She'd listed me as an emergency contact. Turns out, she'd left the dog alone for 4 straight days to go on a spontaneous trip with her new guy. They only found out because Bruno jumped out of a second floor window and was found by a neighbor. I picked him up immediately and filed for ownership. Judge sided with me, especially after I showed the texts where she said she forgot to call a sitter. I walked out of court with my pup, and she got slapped with a fine for animal neglect. Best part? Bruno now growls anytime he hears her name. Story 15. He always had this superiority complex about his job. Finance bro, loud watch, louder ego. I was a bartender while studying part-time. He constantly made jokes like, "One day you'll be taking drink orders from my clients." He cheated, of course. Claimed it was a networking misstep. About 6 months later, I'm bartending at a high-profile charity gala, and guess who walks in? Mr. Wall Street himself, except this time, he's not a guest. He's working coat check. Turns out, he got fired for fudging expense reports and had to take whatever gig he could find to stay afloat. When he saw me behind the bar, he went pale. I smiled and offered him a free drink. "On the house," I said, "for old times." He took it, said nothing, and left halfway through the night. I told the staff to keep the tip jar near his station extra empty. Story 16. My ex was the kind of guy who thought being brutally honest made him superior. He'd say things like, "You're not ugly, just plain," or, "You'd be hot if you fixed your posture." I stayed longer than I should have, mostly out of low self-esteem. Eventually, I left. About a year later, I'd been working out, eating better, dressing for me. A real glow-up, but internal, too. My confidence was finally in a healthy place. Then came the message. "Hey, I see you're thriving. Want to grab coffee sometime?" I didn't reply. Then he showed up at my favorite bookstore. I was chatting with one of the workers, who'd later become my boyfriend, and my ex just interrupted and tried to act casual. Before I could say anything, the worker looked at him and said, "We don't tolerate hecklers here, man." The look on his face was priceless. He tried to play it off, muttered something, and left. I didn't even need to say a word. The universe handled it for me. Story 17. I was with a girl who had this habit of treating my passions like hobbies she could mock. I was working on becoming a paramedic. Night school, training, all of it. She once said, "It's cute how you pretend to be a real doctor." She left me for a dentist who actually wore a white coat. Fast forward 9 months, I'm on call with EMS. We get dispatched to a restaurant where someone had passed out choking. It was her. I helped save her. Standard procedure, no emotions. She recognized me mid-transport, started crying and trying to explain everything. I just said, "Breathe through your nose and stay calm. That's all I need from you." Dropped her off at the ER, filled out my chart, and moved on with my shift. Sweetest kind of karma? Being too busy saving lives to care anymore. Story 18. She ghosted me after 3 years. Just up and disappeared. I was blocked everywhere. Friends said she needed to find herself. Found out later she left me for a yoga instructor she met at a retreat. No explanation, no closure. Fast forward a year, I'm at this arts and wellness festival with my sister. Guess who's running a meditation booth? And guess whose now ex is standing behind her screaming over the phone? Apparently, the guy cheated on her with their yoga studio's married co-owner, and she had just found out. Public meltdown. She threw his crystals at a wall. He threw her kombucha stand into a fountain. Cops were called. I stood about 20 feet away sipping a smoothie, watching it all unfold like a Zen spectator. When she saw me, she froze. I just smiled, nodded like a monk, and walked away. Namaste, sweetheart. Story 19. He once told me he'd never date someone who didn't know basic stock market trends. I was a music major. He worked in finance and treated me like I was a cute side hobby. Constantly tried to correct my opinions on things he didn't even understand. After we broke up, I started posting song covers on TikTok for fun. One of them went viral. A soft piano version of a meme song. It blew up. I gained followers, got offers, and eventually started producing music for small indie projects. One day, I got a DM on my music page. "Hey, it's name. Remember me? Would love to talk stocks and sounds sometime." I ignored it. Later, he tagged me in a video where he tried to cover the same meme song on his acoustic guitar. The comments ate him alive. "Why does this sound like a midlife crisis?" "This ain't it, chief." Bro got dumped and picked up a guitar. Turns out, his startup folded, and he was exploring creative outlets. Instant karma. And I didn't even have to play a single note. Story 20. My ex was a total adrenaline junkie. He made fun of me for being too careful and living too safe. He'd say things like, "You're the kind of person who reads the microwave manual." He eventually dumped me during a rock climbing trip because I didn't want to do the advanced wall without a harness. Yes, he broke up with me while we were hanging from ropes. Months later, mutual friends sent me a link to a YouTube video. Overconfident climber falls in parking lot? Not even on a wall. He slipped off the back of his van while showing off gear to someone. Sprained both ankles, live streamed. The comments were brutal. Gravity finally humbled him. Next time, read the manual. Couldn't have written a better punchline myself. Story 21. I was dating a woman who was very into appearances. She loved to boast about her lifestyle, made everything about aesthetic, and constantly belittled my job as a mechanic. I didn't mind getting dirty for a living. She minded a lot. She left me because, in her words, "I can't be with someone who works with his hands all day." Fast forward 6 months. She buys a luxury car off Facebook Marketplace without bringing it in for inspection. Guess who she called when it started smoking on the freeway? That's right. Her friend recommended a trusted local shop. She walked into my garage, saw me behind the desk, and tried to pretend she didn't recognize me. Her engine was completely shot. Previous owner had filled it with the wrong type of oil and used duct tape on the radiator. I told her it had cost more to fix than the car was worth. She said, "Can you cut me a deal?" I just replied, "Sure, free advice. Bring it to someone who works with their hands." Story 22. He was an aspiring screenwriter who always talked about how my job was soulless. I work in HR. He acted like anything not related to filmmaking was beneath him. Constantly borrowed money, never paid it back, and dumped me when a producer supposedly showed interest in his script. That producer turned out to be another wannabe who ghosted him after stringing him along. Meanwhile, my company started a diversity film initiative, and I was asked to help with the hiring. Guess whose script came across my desk? He'd submitted under a pen name, but included his real contact info in the metadata. I didn't block him or reject it harshly. I simply forwarded it without recommendation. Someone else reviewed it and called it tone-deaf and derivative. I was CC'd on the response. He emailed me after saying, "I didn't know you were in a position to influence things." I replied, "I know. That's what makes it so beautiful." Story 23. My ex and I were long distance for a while, and I would often drive 5 hours to see her. One weekend, I surprised her and found her in bed with another guy. Her reaction? "Well, you should have texted before showing up." I left without saying a word. 6 months later, she sent a mass email about a pyramid scheme skincare business she'd started. I ignored it. But a mutual friend clued me in that she was hosting a VIP launch event at her apartment, promising free wine and product giveaways. My cousin, who does professional skincare reviews, went. He told her up front he was writing a review, and she still let him in. Long story short, she ended up getting banned from the MLM for misrepresenting product claims, and her landlord kicked her out for throwing an unauthorized event. My only comment when she tried to re-add me on Instagram? I clicked ignore. That's it. She burned the bridge herself, and then tried to charge admission to the ashes. Story 24. I once dated a girl who considered herself an alpha female, and treated everyone like a pawn. I didn't mind the confidence at first until it turned into controlling behavior. Telling me who I could follow, when I could go out, even what cologne was acceptable. She dumped me after a heated argument, saying she needed someone on her level. A year later, my band played at a regional music festival. Nothing major, but a solid turnout. She showed up with her new boyfriend and tried to get backstage, loudly saying she used to date the drummer. The bouncer looked at me. I just shook my head. 10 minutes later, she was escorted out because she tried sneaking in through the back entrance and got caught rummaging through another artist's gear bag. Claimed it was just a misunderstanding. My bandmates never even knew we'd dated. I let her embarrass herself without lifting a finger. Story 25. He was a tech bro who believed emotions were inefficient. I stuck around because I thought I could break through his robotic shell. Turns out he was cheating with his startup's UX designer. When I found out, he just said, "It's not personal. Relationships are systems." Ours malfunctioned. Fast forward a few months, he went viral for pitching his app, which tracked daily emotional performance metrics, on a reality startup show. The clip of him saying, "Feelings are just bugs in the brain code," got memed into oblivion. People stitched his video with crying toddlers, malfunctioning robots, and one guy repeatedly smacking a calculator yelling, "Love me." Investors pulled out. The App Store deleted his submission due to emotional harm potential. I watched his TEDx talk get ratioed on YouTube from my couch, eating ice cream. It wasn't just karma. It was a system-wide crash. Story 26. He used to mock me for being too sensitive. Whenever I got upset or needed comfort, he'd say, "Grow up. This isn't a movie." He also had a habit of being cruel under the guise of jokes. I finally left after he made a comment about my mom's cancer diagnosis. Said, "It's not that rare anymore." I didn't say anything. Just walked out and blocked him on everything. 2 months later, he tagged me in a post. Weird, right? Turns out, he'd gotten cast as an extra on a Netflix show and was bragging online like he'd landed the lead. The post went viral for all the wrong reasons. Someone zoomed into the background and pointed out that he was out of focus behind a trash can, holding a hot dog. It became a meme. Hot dog guy energy. When you want to be the main character but life says no. He tried to comment back, but it only made things worse. I just sat back and watched him go viral for exactly the wrong reason. Story 27. I dated a girl who was always testing me, setting me up to fail. Like asking if I liked her outfit, then blowing up when I said the wrong thing. Or saying she didn't care about Valentine's Day, then crying when I didn't plan something. One time she said, "If we're meant to be, the universe will show us." That night, she blocked me. A few months later, I'm on a dating app. I see her. The photo is of her in a wedding dress, but solo. Curiosity got the better of me, so I asked a mutual friend. Turns out, her fiancé backed out the day of the wedding when he found out she was also messaging three of his groomsmen. She posted the solo photos anyway, claiming she'd married herself. Comments were ruthless. Self-marriage doesn't count if you still cheat. I didn't comment. I just liked the post. One single glorious like. Story 28. My ex believed himself to be the next Elon Musk. Except, he had no money, no job, and no qualifications. He was always talking about building an AI app that would disrupt emotions, whatever that means. He dumped me, saying I was holding him back with negativity. In reality, I was just asking him to pay rent. A year later, I went to a local pitch night. Startups had 5 minutes to pitch their ideas to real investors. Guess who's on stage? My ex. He starts rambling about emotional prediction metrics. Mid-sentence, the screen behind him goes blue and crashes. Then Windows tries to install updates. He freezes. Starts sweating. Tries to joke. Silence. One investor actually said out loud, "Is this performance art or a real pitch?" I didn't even clap. I was too busy holding in laughter. Story 29. She was always obsessed with horoscopes and said our signs weren't aligned. She was a Gemini. I'm a Capricorn. She once blamed an argument on Mercury retrograde, even though Mercury wasn't in retrograde. I Googled it. She broke up with me via a tweet. Just tagged me and wrote, "Capricorn energy, cold and replaceable, classy." I stayed quiet. A few months later, she started dating an astrology TikToker. They made couple videos together, until she posted a crying story that said, "He blocked me after I asked for his birth chart. Apparently, he made up his sign to attract more followers." Top comment. "You got lied to by a fake Pisces. That's what you get for playing Zodiac Jenga." I never said a word. But I definitely saved that comment for a rainy day. Story 30. My ex thought being emotionally unavailable made him mysterious. He'd ghost me for days, then show up at 2 a.m., like he was doing me a favor. Said he didn't believe in labels, unless it came to designer clothes. After I walked away, I focused on therapy and writing. I submitted a short story to a regional contest. It was about a woman breaking free from a manipulative guy. Totally fiction, but, you know, inspired. I won. The story got published. He DM'd me the next week. "Hey, not sure if this is about me, but congrats, LOL. Wanna catch up?" I screenshotted it and printed it. Taped it right next to my writing desk under the title, "Recycled Characters Don't Deserve Sequels." No response. Just peace. Story 31. We were in a band together. I played bass, he sang lead. It was fun at first until he started acting like a rock star without the career. He'd change lyrics mid-gig to make fun of me, flirt with girls on stage, and once told me, "You're lucky to be in this with me." After a festival slot went south, because he showed up drunk, I left the band. They replaced me with a quiet kid from another group. A few months later, they booked their biggest gig yet, opening for a major indie act. But karma hit hard. On stage, he jumped up during the first song, tried to do a mic flip, and smashed his front tooth on the mic stand. Video went viral. Headlines read, "Lead singer bites the dust." Literally. I wasn't even there. Just watch the replay like a music critic. Couldn't have written a better finale if I tried. Story 32. She worked at a wedding planning agency and was obsessed with proposals. She'd constantly drop hints about how our future engagement should look. Flash mobs, drones, surprise destination. I was still in grad school and told her I needed time. She said I was wasting her youth. She left me. 2 months later, she posted a ring pic with the caption, "Manifestation works." Her new guy proposed at a botanical garden, sponsored ad and everything. What she didn't realize, the guy had copied the entire setup from a Pinterest board that I had originally helped her create years ago. Literally down to the photographer. Then it rained. The whole event turned muddy. The drone crashed into a tree and her dress got stained. Photographer canceled the release due to water damage on the lens. She still posted the photos, with a filter so heavy the grass looked purple. I just chuckled and moved on. Maybe the universe did manifest something. Just not what she expected. Story 33. He fancied himself a high-value man, always quoting alpha male podcasts and preaching discipline like he was a monk. Meanwhile, I saw him eat cold pizza for breakfast and watch 6 hours of Twitch streams a day. He dumped me because I was too emotional and not on brand with his life goals. Literally said, "You're a distraction from my greatness." Fast forward 6 months, a mutual friend sends me a link to a live stream. He was trying to start a self-mastery YouTube channel. First episode, how to dominate the first hour of your day. Mid-recording, his mom walked in yelling, "Did you apply to any jobs today or not?" The comment section was merciless. First hour of your day, yelling with your mom. Sigma male gets baited by landlord. He deleted the channel the next day. I sent a silent thumbs up to the universe. Story 34. I dated a guy who treated holidays like an obligation. Never got me a birthday gift. 1 year for Christmas, he gave me a bag of socks that I already owned. He'd just pulled them from the laundry and wrapped them as a joke. I didn't find it funny. After I left, I started seeing someone who loved little things. Handwritten notes, cooking together, thoughtful surprises. Total upgrade. But karma came back around the next Christmas. My ex posted a photo of a gift box tagged from his new girlfriend. In the comments, someone asked what he got her. She replied, "Nothing. He said his presence was the present. So I returned it." Then she posted her real Christmas gift, a flight to Greece, from her new boyfriend. Best part? She tagged my ex in the post just to say thanks for making room in her life. Story 35. She was an artist, and I supported her through every phase. Oil painting, glass blowing, even a found object sculpture series that was literally just broken appliances. I paid rent for most of our relationship while she explored creative freedom. Then she left me for a gallery owner who promised to elevate her work. Whatever. Turns out, her new partner used her as a scapegoat when a forged piece ended up in a show. She didn't even make the art. He slapped her name on it without telling her. The art world caught wind, and she was banned from 3 exhibits for misrepresentation. She messaged me, "I wish I still had someone who believed in me." I didn't reply. I just checked my wall, where I'd hung her 1 good painting. The only thing she ever finished? I liked it better as a reminder of who I used to be, not who she was. Story 36. He always prided himself on being hyper-logical. Anytime I got emotional, he'd say things like, "Don't bring feelings into a rational conversation." That would have been tolerable if he hadn't also spent money like a lunatic, investing in NFTs with names like CorgiCoin and MetaLlama. He broke up with me because I wasn't intellectually stimulating enough. A few months later, he made a massive Twitter thread bragging about spending $12,000 on a digital yacht in a virtual world. Said it would 10x by Q3. 2 weeks later, the platform went bankrupt. Screenshots of his meltdown got posted to a crypto cringe subreddit. My favorite part was a tweet that read, "You people don't understand the metaverse lifestyle." Top comment. Bro got divorced by reality. I made popcorn and read the whole thread like it was Shakespeare. Story 37. She was always a huge foodie, which I loved, until it turned into something ugly. If a restaurant didn't meet her exact expectations, she'd berate the staff, demand refunds, and leave nasty Yelp reviews like it was her full-time job. One time she made a hostess cry because the lighting was too yellow. We broke up after she humiliated a waiter on our anniversary. 6 months later, I heard from a friend that she applied to be a food blogger and got invited to a secret supper club in the city. These clubs often review the guest, not just the restaurant. Apparently, she showed up in a fake Chanel bag, demanded to speak to someone more elegant, and loudly criticized the chef's plating, not knowing the chef was sitting across the table. The next day, the club's Instagram posted a story. "Last night we hosted someone who confused rudeness for refinement. Enjoy takeout next time." They didn't name her, but she posted her own meltdown in response, confirming it. Beautiful, poetic, cuisine-grade karma. Story 38. I was with a guy who was always trying to be the funniest one in the room. It was charming at first, until every joke was at my expense. "Just teasing," he'd say, even when it got cruel. He once told a room full of people that I was basically a human PowerPoint. Boring, predictable, and full of bullet points. After I dumped him, he got into stand-up comedy. I saw a clip of his open mic set floating around a year later. Someone had posted it under the title, "Local guy tells joke, crowd tells him to quit." His set was 5 minutes of recycled Twitter memes and awkward laughter. Then a woman in the crowd yelled, "You dumped a girl who wrote jokes better than this." That woman? My roommate. She went with friends to watch bad comedy, ironically. Didn't even know he'd be on stage. She got the biggest laugh of the night. Story 39. She was a travel vlogger. Everything had to be curated for the perfect aesthetic. Even our fights. Once, she took a selfie of us mid-argument, captioned it, "Growth in progress," and posted it like we were healing. I wasn't even looking at the camera. When she left, she said I didn't fit the brand. Months later, she took a sponsored trip to Iceland. Beautiful views, dramatic cliffs, and then came the drone footage. She uploaded a dramatic walk along a ridge with wind whipping her coat, until a huge gust knocked her sideways and her drone crashed into a ravine. The footage auto-uploaded live to her site via the sponsor's platform. The video stayed up for 8 hours before she could take it down. It got screen recorded and posted everywhere. One version was captioned, "Influencer gets humbled by gravity and God. Sometimes the earth itself delivers karma." Story 40. He had a podcast. Not a good one. The kind where he and his friend debated society while drinking cheap whiskey and making fun of women with college degrees. I was one of those women, but I stayed too long, thinking he'd grow up. He broke up with me after I called out something sexist, he said on air. "You just don't get satire," he told me. Fast forward to last winter. His podcast finally got a guest with a real following. a woman who specialized in digital media literacy. She came on prepared. 10 minutes in, she quoted one of his old episodes back to him word for word, then calmly asked, "Is this what you meant by thought leadership?" His co-host actually laughed at him. It was brutal. The clip went viral on TikTok under the sound, "Well, that aged terribly." Sponsors dropped. The podcast quietly disappeared. Me? I kept my degree and my peace. Story 41. He was a theater kid turned full-time narcissist. Everything in our relationship was a monologue, mostly his. Every argument turned into an audition. If I cried, he'd dramatically say, "Oh, the waterworks." Classic manipulation. The final straw? He told me I wasn't supporting his artistic spirit because I asked him to split the electric bill. After we broke up, he landed a lead role in a small touring production. He posted daily about being a rising star. One night, I got tagged in a TikTok, a viral clip from one of their performances, filmed by an audience member. It starts normal. Then the stage lights go out mid-scene. Complete blackout. A long pause. Suddenly, you hear him scream, "I am the light, let me shine," like a lunatic. The audience thought it was part of the show until the crew rushed on stage in panic. Turns out the power outage was real. But instead of staying in character or pausing the scene, he had an emotional meltdown in front of 200 people. Someone recorded it and added dramatic piano music. It hit 3 million views with the caption, "When the main character energy goes too far." The company let him go a week later. I didn't comment, just liked the video and moved on. Story 42. She loved to say, "I date men with vision." Translation: men with delusions of grandeur and zero follow-through. I had just started a solid job in IT when we met, but she'd always downplay it. "You're smart enough to do something big. Why waste your time in a cubicle?" She ended things via email. Literally CC'd her new boyfriend in the message to introduce us. He ran a tiny crypto newsletter and wore sunglasses indoors. I said nothing, just moved on. About a year later, I was working a security contract at a fintech expo. She walked in with Mr. Crypto, now pitching some blockchain platform. 10 minutes into their demo, I overheard them arguing because someone flagged their presentation as plagiarized from a competitor. Conference security got involved. They were politely escorted out. I watched the whole thing unfold from the security monitors. A week later, her Twitter bio quietly changed from Crypto Queen to Manifesting Peace. Never felt so glad to sit in my quiet little cubicle. Story 43. He was obsessed with outdoor survival. Not in a chill hiker way. In a bug-out bag and end-of-days YouTuber kind of way. He'd insult me if I wanted a weekend at a spa or a city getaway, saying I was soft. Once he brought me to the mountains with no cell reception and hid the car keys to test my instincts. That was the last trip we took together. We broke up. A year later, I saw his name trending in a local news article. Turns out he'd joined a televised survival competition in the Canadian wilderness. Day 3. I repeat, day 3. He tapped out due to severe gastrointestinal distress. What happened? He tried to cook wild mushrooms and didn't identify them properly. He poisoned himself on national TV. The episode aired and went viral. A clip showed him dramatically crying while saying, "Man was not meant to live like this." He blamed the crew for bad energy. He now runs a blog called Urban Zen Living. I guess his instincts finally led him somewhere. Back to indoor plumbing. Story 44. My ex was addicted to online validation. We couldn't have dinner without him taking a photo first. He made everything about content. Once during a fight, he said, "You don't photograph well. That's bad for my brand." No joke. After I left, he started dating an aspiring model, and they became that couple, always posting shirtless couple workouts, beach shots, etc. He made a reel proposing to her in a hot air balloon, but karma's a cloud, and it showed up on launch day. The footage he posted showed them rising and then violently descending within seconds. What he didn't show was that strong wind had forced an emergency landing in a horse field. She got horse poop on her dress and twisted her ankle jumping out of the basket. Someone else posted the real footage from another balloon. It got more views than his fake romantic reel. Caption: when your influencer fantasy gets dropped by Mother Nature, their account went private shortly after. I laughed so hard I had to pause the video halfway. Story 45. She was incredibly competitive. Like, unhealthily so. If I made dinner, she'd remake it better. If I mentioned getting a promotion, she'd instantly look for job openings. Everything had to be a contest. She dumped me after saying, "You'll never be the star in any room I'm in." Harsh, but fine. I let it go. A year later, I got nominated for a national teaching award. Totally unexpected. My school did a feature on it. It got picked up by a local news channel. The night it aired, she posted a rant on Facebook about how fake awards distract from real talent, and some people get praise for mediocrity. Nobody had mentioned her name. Not once. But she outed herself with the hate. One of her co-workers commented, "Wow, someone's still salty over their high school ex, huh?" 10 people liked it. She deleted the post. "I won the award." She lost the plot. Story 46. He prided himself on being brutally honest, but in reality, he just enjoyed being cruel. Comments about my weight, my job, even my voice, all just jokes. He once told me, "If you can't take criticism, you'll never grow." So I left. A year later, my best friend invited me to a local storytelling night. I was shocked to see him on the lineup. Apparently, he'd been trying to rebrand as a truth teller and was performing under a pseudonym. His story started with mocking a former girlfriend who cried over emails and worked in HR. Subtle. As he wrapped up his punchline, someone in the crowd shouted, "You mean the girl who dumped your insecure ass and got promoted twice?" Silence. The host, who turned out to be friends with my coworker, stepped up and said, "Let's give it up for this man for bravely admitting he peaked during the Obama years." The crowd laughed. He left right after, mid-show. Story 47. She dumped me the night before my birthday with a long paragraph about how some people just don't grow at the same speed. Then she posted a reel at midnight of her new boyfriend giving her cupcakes and champagne, tagging it, "Leveling up." Cool. I said nothing, didn't respond, didn't even block her. 6 months later, I'm on a date at a rooftop bar. We're seated next to a couple clearly having an argument. I'm trying not to stare when I hear a familiar voice say, "It's not cheating if it was emotional and nothing physical happened." I look over. It's her. She locks eyes with me and freezes. Her new boyfriend looks between us and immediately asks, "Wait, is this the guy you said was obsessed with you?" My date, sensing the tension, calmly says, "Wow, small world." I raised my glass to her and turned away. The couple left 5 minutes later. She's now posting inspirational quotes about healing. Karma came fast and loud. Story 48. We were in a D&D group. I was the DM. She was a player. She used to flirt mid-game for attention, then roll her eyes when others did well. She once made another player cry for breaking character. Off-screen, she constantly belittled my storytelling skills, saying, "You're just copying Netflix shows." Eventually, she left me for another guy in the group and tried to get everyone to switch campaigns with her. Fast forward 6 months, I'd built a new campaign from scratch with a fresh group. We got invited to live stream a one-shot on a niche RPG channel. It gained traction. Meanwhile, her new group got exposed in a Reddit thread for being clicky and cruel to newer players. She tried to join the stream chat under a fake name and ask questions like, "Isn't this campaign derivative?" The chat roasted her. Imagine leaving the fun table and still being mad it's fun. She stopped showing up after that. My game's now on season 3. Her group? Disbanded. Story 49. He had a TikTok series called Dating Red Flags, where he would vaguely describe people, but always use details specific enough that anyone who knew him could tell it was me. He'd say things like, "If your girlfriend makes lists and meal preps, run." His fans ate it up. We hadn't spoken since the breakup. I never commented, never even followed him. But a mutual friend told me he signed up for a reality dating experiment at a local arts theater. Think low-budget Love is Blind, but live. Guess who was also cast? Me. They paired us unknowingly, and the second he heard my voice through the curtain, he panicked. Tried to back out mid-interview. The producers convinced him to go through with 1 5-minute conversation for the show. I kept it classy. Asked polite questions. When he said, "I like to be direct," I replied, "Yes, I've seen your work." The crowd laughed. The footage? Released on YouTube. Comments loved it. She handled that like a queen while he folded like laundry. Now his TikTok account is locked. Story 50. She dumped me over text at my grandma's funeral. The message literally said, "Life is short and I want to chase joy, not stability." She moved out the next day, left the key on a post-it note, and blocked me. 2 years passed. I rebuilt my life, bought a house, started dating someone kind, stable, joyful. Then came the message. "Hey, stranger, I saw your new place. It's beautiful. Miss your energy." Turns out, her joy-chasing lifestyle ended in a shared apartment with 3 roommates, 2 cats, and a broken heater. She asked to meet for closure. I met her at a cafe. My new partner waited nearby. When she walked in, she looked me up and down and said, "You seem lighter." I smiled and said, "Yeah. Turns out stability feels pretty damn good." We talked for 10 minutes. She tried to hint at rekindling. I paid the bill and said, "Take care of yourself." She stood there while I walked out, calm, whole, and exactly the person she once didn't want. That was the closure. Her karma was watching what she gave up, happy without her. Story 51. We met at work. He was charming, quick-witted, and absolutely allergic to accountability. I handled project deadlines while he made himself look good in meetings. Whenever something went wrong, I was the emotional one, or too sensitive to stress. Eventually, I broke up with him after I overheard him mocking me during a happy hour, calling me HR's pet because I asked for mental health days. I moved departments. 2 months later, he tried to run a presentation using my old files, not realizing I'd already flagged a major error in the budget numbers. His entire pitch collapsed when a VP asked, "Why are we forecasting losses as gains?" He stuttered and blamed the spreadsheet. A director replied, "Didn't my name warn us about this?" He was reassigned that afternoon. That same VP messaged me later to say, "Thanks for setting us up for success before you left. We noticed. No revenge. Just preparation. And poetic justice." Story 52. She told me she didn't want anything serious, yet somehow managed to take over my apartment within weeks. Toothbrush, shampoo, even started telling delivery drivers it was her place. When I pushed back, she said I wasn't emotionally evolved enough for casual commitment. That phrase still makes my eye twitch. After I ended it, she ghosted completely. A year passed. I was at a tech conference. I'd landed a keynote speaking slot thanks to a side project that took off. After the talk, a woman approached me asking about my slides. It was her. Awkward silence. She tried to act like nothing happened and casually mentioned she'd just been laid off and was networking. Then she asked if I could introduce her to one of my team leads, who, by coincidence, was also my girlfriend. I smiled and said, "I'd love to, but she's a little biased toward emotionally evolved people." She blinked. "Oh, your girlfriend?" "Yep." The handshake was colder than Antarctica. Story 53. He was in a band, not a successful one, just loud. I supported every dive bar gig, every last-minute rehearsal, every broken amp fix. Meanwhile, he called my job soul-draining and told me he'd never work for a paycheck like a sheep. He dumped me on the sidewalk after a show because a girl in the front row gave him her number and he wanted to follow the universe. 9 months later, I'm walking through a craft fair and hear his voice. He's not performing. He's hawking merch. Turns out the band broke up, and now he's selling handmade guitar picks with zodiac signs burned into them. I walked up, browsed, and he noticed. His smile faded when he realized.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
I wasn't stopping. "You're not going to say hi?" he asked. I replied, "I thought you were following the universe. I'm just letting you catch up." Then I bought a candle from the stall next to him, made by a woman he once said was too commercial. Story 54. She was a social climber, always name-dropping, always obsessed with being seen at the right restaurants, bars, galleries. I once took her to a family-owned Italian spot, and she asked the waiter, "Are you, like, trained or just hired?" I knew it was over then. Still, she dumped me first after landing a real connection with someone from a networking gala, a plastic surgeon who apparently worked with influencers. Flash forward to a mutual friend's wedding. I was invited, she was invited, and he was not. Turns out, her fancy new man dumped her after she posted unedited pics of him shirtless on her story. She tagged the wrong clinic. His PR team freaked and he ghosted her. Now she was solo, clinging to anyone who'd listen. I was seated with someone new, someone lovely, someone who whispered, "Isn't that your ex? She's been talking about houseplants for 40 minutes straight." I raised my glass and said, "To good soil and better growth." We both laughed. She glared. Life moved on. Story 55. He told me he wasn't into labels, but somehow had one for everything else, from juice brands to political ideologies to workout styles. He said monogamy was a colonial construct, yet freaked out when I had brunch with a male coworker. When I finally left, he posted a dramatic poem on Instagram. She feared freedom and chose comfort. I choose chaos and art. Cool, dude. A year later, my friend invited me to a poetry slam. Guess who was on the flyer as a featured reader? His poem opened with, "My ex was a bird trapped in her own cage. Mid-performance, someone in the crowd sneezed loudly. He stopped and said, "Can we keep the atmosphere sacred?" Bad move. The audience, clearly not his usual echo chamber, started heckling. A man in a beret shouted, "It's a poetry slam, not a hostage situation." He stormed off stage. My friend leaned in and said, "He wrote a bird poem about you?" "Yeah," I said, "and now he's flying solo." Story 56. He was a wedding photographer with a god complex. At first, I thought it was just artistic confidence. But over time, he started critiquing everything. How I dressed, how I posed in photos, even how I stood. He said I had bad visual balance once, about my stance. He dumped me after a shoot with a bride who, surprise, surprise, became his new girlfriend within days. He claimed it was organic chemistry. Whatever. Fast forward 6 months, he gets hired to shoot a high-profile destination wedding in Greece. On day one, he loses his primary camera to a splash from a passing speedboat. On day two, he gets food poisoning from a buffet oyster and can't leave the hotel bathroom. The bride's cousin, who happens to be a travel vlogger, ends up taking all the key photos on a phone. They go viral for how candid and emotional they are. My ex posts a bitter rant later about amateurs ruining the art of photography. Top comment? "Bro, you got beat by an iPhone and a stomach bug. Let it go."